They see their faces at least once a day, most likely a couple of times a day. Yet most of us have no idea who they are or what they do or whatever they did or even why we're supposed to know who they are. And I'm talking about our Australian banknotes. A recent poll in a southern newspaper revealed that 90% of respondents couldn't identify anyone on our banknotes except the Queen. So there you go. The Queen was recognised, and even the Queen on our $5 note is apparently 40 years out of date. Richard Fay is a banknote expert. He's from the Right Note. In fact, he's the director. And he reckons it's probably time for a bit of an update. And g'day to you, Richard.
Hi, how are you, Mick?
Not too bad. Why do you think we need an update?
Well, I suppose it's relevant to how banknotes used to be in the past, and that is that between 1910 and 1950, the back or the reverse side of all banknotes had landscape pictures and not pictures of faces, so people could instantly recognise them. For example, I give you banknotes such as the Burrinjuck Dam in New South Wales, the hydroelectric scheme and so forth and so on. And when we introduced paper banknotes and then on to polymer, we introduced faces that nobody knows anything about. And you're quite absolutely correct. A $5 has a picture of Queen Elizabeth II and a branch of fig leaves on the left-hand side. She's 83 now, and this picture was taken when she was 40, so it's a little bit old. We've had two changes in 27 years. One was, you may remember, for the bicentennial $10, which had an Aboriginal on the front.
Ah, yes, I do. Yeah.
Yes, and the Endeavour, a James Cook Endeavour, on the back. Now, that banknote should have been maintained as the $10. It should never have been taken off the market. And then in 2001, we released a $5 centennial with Parks on the front for exactly that, the Centennial of Australia. And that was released only for a year, then withdrawn as well. So in 27 years, we've never had a change. And what I'm suggesting is not to change the front necessarily of the banknote, but to change the back the way it was 100 years ago and put pictures such as Uluru or Kakadu National Park or the Sydney Opera House or the Harbour Bridge, things that people can relate to on a note and they don't have to wonder who it is, such as Edith Cowan or John Monash, who, of course, Monash University was named after, but nobody would have a clue. And I just think it's time for an overhaul, and polymer banknotes have just simply got very, very tired. They look very tired. And I was interviewed by the radio, and he asked a very interesting question, and his poll showed that nobody could recognise one single face on any banknote. Not that that in itself is any slight to change a banknote, but I just feel like most countries, we were the inventor with the CSIRO of the polymer banknote, and now it's used throughout the world, and we're the major producer of polymer banknotes.
Yep.
And throughout the Southeast Pacific, they change their banknotes regularly every 2, 3, 4 years, whereas we haven't changed one for 28, and the Reserve Bank claim it would be too expensive.
So if we feature landscapes, say Uluru or Kakadu, I'm sure the artwork would be just magnificent. But
it'd be lovely. Just lovely.
It'd be pretty hard to say, look, mate, can you spot us an Uluru, wouldn't it?
That's exactly, well, it'd probably be a bit hard, but at least people would have some point of reference.
Yeah. Is there a protocol as to why we feature a young queen on our $5 note? Is that a royal decree or something?
It is a royal decree. You're absolutely correct that she's not to look any older than a certain age. And she was 43 when that picture was taken. And she's not to have another picture on a banknote that's pretty much over 43.
Oh.
And she's 83 coming up this birthday. So I let your listeners be the judge in relation to that. And of all the notes, that is the most boring of all of them.
Well, I don't know. I think I love the colour. I really like the colour.
The purples are lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the portrait of the Queen there, and I do like the Parliament House. I guess it's the architectural drawings on the back of it. It looks pretty good. I do notice though that the colour does tend to vary on occasion, though. Is that a normal thing?
It varied from the time they printed it in 1992. It was a very light, how would one describe, a very light beige green. And then over a period of time, up to the present time, they've transformed it into a dark purple.
Right.
And part of the reason for that has been lost in history, but it's a dark purple now. It was originally a beige come light green. But in my personal opinion, for what it's worth, and I do a lot of business in polymer banknotes, I personally believe the 5 is probably the least interesting and the 10's probably the most interesting. It's got Banjo Patterson on the left-hand side. It's got a picture of a horse, which indicates the poem, The Man from Snowy River. So it's got a story to tell.
It does. With the banjo also has Mary Gilmore on it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It has Mary Gilmore on the back of the note. And if you asked 9 out of 10 Australians who Mary Gilmore was, they couldn't answer you.
Well, Rod has sent us a text. He reckons that could be just a failing in our education system, that we should know who these people are on our notes and not, dismiss history and these wonderful people that are there for a reason. And to change those people on our notes might be, discounting our history.
I firmly believe in the fact that young children should be taught the history of Australia and the characters that were involved in relation to. But I suppose young children have so much on their curriculum these days that the very last thing they want to do is learn about somebody who was born 75 years ago. But having said that, I do agree with it. But I'm not advocating the front of the banknote be changed. I'm advocating the back be changed.
Yep.
As to the way it was 100 years ago. And it was a far prettier note, and people could relate right throughout Australia as to where exactly they were.
And just finally, Richard, if we decided to do that, just how expensive would it be? And is that a reason why we haven't had too many changes in 27 years? It's just going to be too expensive.
Well, the RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia, said in a similar article they couldn't do such a thing because of the expense. But I just draw the attention to 1988 and 2001 when they changed 2 banknotes for 1 year only, and the massive cost involved in that, and the $100, I don't know whether your listeners are aware of this, was printed in 1999, and because of the Y2K bug, they printed enough banknotes to last 11 years, and that's why you haven't seen 100 with the year 2008 till this year.
Oh, I see, and I would like some of them stockpiled at my house.
You and me both.
Good on you, Richard. Look, it's been most interesting. Thank you very much for that, and I have looked at some of the older notes on your website. There's some beautiful banknotes on there that
Thank
I've never seen
much.
Before. That's great. That's Richard Fay. He's the director of Write Notes.